Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Doctors treating patients diagnosed with vasculitis often find themselves doing a balancing act. They must suppress the immune system enough to control the vasculitis, but not to the point where patients are susceptible to an infection. If an infection should develop, doctors must often stop the immunosuppressive agents so the body can fight the infection. In doing so, the vasculitis may flare. It's a vicious cycle, and doctors at UPMC are looking at new T-cell research that may break this cycle.
Well, vasculitis refers to a group of disorders that are inflammatory in nature that affect the blood vessels of the body. The majority of types of vasculitis affect the arteries. So vasculitis is a multi-system disease that can affect any organ of the body via the blood vessels. Vasculitis is a difficult disease to diagnose and treat, and once a diagnosis has been established, we have an arsenal of drugs that we use to treat this disease that are quite potent and also quite toxic. Vasculitis is currently treated using immunosuppressive medications. We've taken medications that have been used traditionally in cancer, chemotherapy, and transplant medicine to suppress the immune system in these patients. In suppressing the immune system, the attack on the blood vessels stops. Unfortunately, when you suppress the immune system in patients, they become vulnerable to infection. Patients with vasculitis are more likely to die from infection than from their actual disease. We've just started a pilot study looking at the immune system in patients with Wegener's granulomatosis. We're studying patients over a period of time, looking at patients who have active disease, inactive disease, and patients who have infection. And our hope is by looking at different markers of the immune system that we'll be able to identify patterns associated with disease activity, disease remission, and vulnerability to infection. With these markers, we hope to design a means of monitoring immunosuppression to personalize their immunosuppression, where they're optimally immunosuppressed to control their disease, but not so immunosuppressed that they suffer from recurrent or serious infections. UPMC is involved in several multi-center studies in the treatment and monitoring of patients with vasculitis. The multi-center study that we're going to be using is called the PEXIVAS trial, which is looking at plasma exchange in patients with small vessel vasculitis. Rheumatologists and other physicians that are caring for patients with vasculitis should be unwilling to accept serious infections as a common and frequent complication of immunosuppression. At UPMC, we're hoping in the next few years that we'll be able to design a very personalized means of measuring immunosuppression in each individual vasculitis patient and optimizing their care so that their disease is well controlled and they're not vulnerable to infection.
For many patients diagnosed with vasculitis, infection can be a serious, if not life-threatening, complication. The hope is that doctors will be able to personalize immunosuppressive agents, offering vasculitis patients a better quality of life with fewer infections.